songs of dawn have been sung, and the night watchmen are already in the deep beginnings of sleep. Leaning upon their implements, the hired men pause to consider their life by the light of mid-morning, and of habits already established in their loosened limbs. And the aggressive will is no longer pure. Much has been done to prepare a continent for the rejoicings and recriminations of all its possible heirs. Much has been ill done. There is never enough time to do more than one thing at a time. And there is always either too much of one thing or too little. Virtuosos of the axe, dynamiters and huntsmen, there has been an excess of military qualities, of the resourcefulness of thieves, the camaraderie of the irresponsible, and the accidental beauties of silly songs. Nevertheless, you have done much to render yourselves unnecessary. Loneliness has worn lines of communication. Irrational destruction has made possible the establishment of a civilized order. Drunkenness and lechery have prepared the way for a routine of temperance and marriage. Already, you have provoked a general impulse towards settlements and cultivation.
What does he want to see us for?
I wonder what he has in store.
I never did a thing I shouldn't.
I couldn't. I wouldn't.
I'll do my work. I'll never shirk.
I'll never grumble anymore.
I've been thinking for some time that we needed some farmers to grow food for the camp, and looking around for a nice piece of country, the other day I found the very place. A land where the wheat grows as tall as churches and the potatoes are as big as airships. Now those who would like to be farmers, stand out.